Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The Israeli military has been carrying out more airstrikes across Gaza, where more than 71 Palestinians have been killed in the past 24 hours. In the southern city of Rafah, at least 12 Palestinians, including three children, died as a result of an airstrike. More than 1.5 million people who've been forcibly displaced are among those living in the city. Elsewhere in Gaza City, 13 Palestinians were killed when an Israeli airstrike hit a residential building there. And an UNRWA school in the Ashatir camp in northern Gaza was also targeted. At least four Palestinians were killed. The school was being used by people who'd already been displaced. In the occupied West Bank, Israel has issued a decision to seize 64,000 square meters of land to establish an illegal industrial settlement. The latest land grab targets areas in northern Hebron. This will displace some 8,000 Palestinians. Israel has been expanding illegal settlements across the occupied West Bank since launching its war on Gaza. In other news, German police have arrested two men suspected of spying for Russia and planning attacks of sabotage against military facilities and industrial sites. The German-Russian nationals were arrested in the town of Bayreuth on Wednesday. Prosecutors accused them of attempting to undermine German military support for Ukraine on behalf of Russia's secret service. The death toll from floods in Oman has risen to 21. At least 12 of those were children whose school bus was swept away by flood waters. And Afghanistan's disaster management says about 70 people have died as a result of heavy rain there. Flash flooding swept through several provinces, damaging thousands of homes. Volcanic eruptions have forced thousands of people to leave their homes in northern Indonesia. Mount Ruang first started spewing ash and smoke on Tuesday. Experts fear part of the volcano could collapse into the sea and cause a tsunami.
Coming up on The Take, how have some of the countries that border Israel responded to Iran's attack? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.